Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
For the wine lovers this morning, the Fukuoka Bordeaux Wine Festival is currently being held at the Furiai Hiroba on the west side of Fukuoka City Hall. This festival marks the 35th anniversary of the sister city relationship between Fukuoka and Bordeaux, and the festival itself is celebrating 7 years. At the festival, you can enjoy over 100 different types of Bordeaux wines, along with delicious local cuisine from Fukuoka. Additionally, the venue features authentic opera performances and other stage shows. It's a popular event, attracting many visitors each year, and the atmosphere is lively and fun. It's a must-do event for wine enthusiasts. The festival is open from 5 p.m. on weekdays and from noon to 10 p.m. on weekends, and will go on until June 2nd, so be sure to check it out.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City about Easy Japanese Radio. Have you heard about this program? This radio program is for international residents who are still working on their Japanese skills and is a chance to listen to Easy Japanese spoken at an easy pace. Information international residents will find useful in regards to living in Fukuoka will be shared. The program is on every Friday from 9:54 a.m. If you can't understand everything or miss what was said, don't worry. You'll be able to see the script for the program on Love FM's website and also listen to the podcast as many times as you want. It's a great chance to practice not only your listening skills, but also pick up some new, useful vocabulary. So, tune in every Friday. All right, I have some more important information to share with you here. June 1st to the 7th is HIV testing week. Just last year, medical institutions in Fukuoka City reported 34 new HIV infections and 7 AIDS patients. To prevent the spread of HIV, the earlier it's discovered, the faster it can be treated. Even if someone is infected with HIV, few symptoms appear, which is why testing is necessary to know if someone is actually infected. Free, anonymous HIV screenings will be held at the health and welfare centers of each ward. Screenings are on a specified day, so please visit the homepage of your local health and welfare center before you go. If an HIV diagnosis is made in the early stages, with proper health management and treatment, the onset of AIDS can be delayed. So, if you think you may be at risk, please get checked as soon as possible. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.